Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Friday, October 25th, 2019. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So the passage today continues from yesterday. Timothy is to know whether a teaching is from God, if people are being transformed and look more and more like Christ. That's the conclusion we came to yesterday. The gospel yields fruit that often looks very different from the culture around it. Remember when Paul talked about people being lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control. So yeah, the gospel looks very different than those qualities. And it becomes clear in our passage today that Timothy is not to be surprised if he is persecuted for preaching the gospel. After all, Paul has been persecuted and is now writing from prison. In fact, Paul tells Timothy that persecution is to be expected for living out the gospel. So one thing is clear, just because Timothy runs into resistance does not mean that Timothy is not in the center of God's will. We sometimes think that if it's God's will, everything will just work out. We'll go down the path of least resistance. In fact, sometimes we see any resistance as God, we would say, closing a door. But here Paul tells Timothy to expect resistance by preaching the gospel, when he preaches the gospel. Paul tells Timothy to remember his upbringing in the midst of the resistance. So it's clear that Timothy had some influential women in his life, his mother and his grandmother, who were named Lois and Eunice, and they had instructed him as a child, and now Timothy had even learned from Paul about the faith. Maybe today one thing we could think about is the influential people in our lives who taught us the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe some of them we learned from even as a child. So maybe today we could even thank them for being part of our faith development. But it's also possible that we don't have those kind of faith examples from our own childhood. This is all the more reason why the church is important, because we believe that as we read Scripture together, we're better equipped to separate true teaching from false teaching. Because we're accountable to one another, it's easier to keep from getting sidetracked by some kinds of strange teaching. So on this Friday, maybe some of the best things we could do would be to write a card or a note to thank those who nurtured us in the faith. And then the other thing would be to commit ourselves to hearing the Word of God and being in worship with our other believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, this next Sunday morning. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.